office with half. It's the big yarn.
Never back down to the big yarn on Breakfast on RSN. Mark Stevens jumped back in to be a part of this conversation because, Steve-O, what's happened so far this morning has been that this country footy situation has become a wildfire off the SMS. There's people talking willy-nilly about the challenges that they're facing week in, week out to put a team together, let alone keep their clubs viable. This is becoming a bigger issue than perhaps maybe the AFL have thought.
Look, it is a big issue, Half, and this is one we're really going to get behind here at RSN 927. So Cora Rutherglen, as you just mentioned, a powerhouse footy club in a powerhouse league, Ovens and Murray. We're not talking Witchy Proof, we're not talking Quambatook. This is a big border area. They had an information meeting last night just to confirm basically the plan that they will go into recess for a year. And we all know that once you go into recess, Half, it's very difficult to come out of recess and reactivate your footy club. So major concerns there across really country footy. And it's really a red flag, I think, for the AFL. And we can see that with the community practice games coming up, Daniel, there's not a single one in the country. So yeah. I think now's the time. We need to start spreading the wings. Every practice game is basically within the confines of metro areas.
Yeah, well, we did touch on this point the other day, which is going to be, I think, really important for the AFL going forward to understand the impact this is having at grassroots level. Is those the scheduled practice matches, which is the televised ones, they can be at the metropolitan venues. That's fine, I reckon. But the other ones they play, the scratch matches or the structured training sessions, sometimes they call them, they should take those to the regions and play in front of the locals and communities out there that don't often get access to the big time coming to town. So that's what they should do. The other part of this, Steve-O, which I think is important, is the Brad Scott role at the AFL, for AFL Victoria, hasn't been filled yet. So that's a really important conversation I think that needs to be had from headquarters perspective, is that needs some leadership when it comes to these issues and someone in the role to take charge of this situation. But at this stage, the Brad Scott role is still yet to be filled.
Yeah, and he had a wide-ranging role. He always said that I've learnt so much about footy at different layers, different levels. So they need to make that appointment, of course, Gil McLaughlin leaving. So a few balls up in the air at AFL. And we're lucky to have Mark Hunter here with us for Friday Form.
Yes.
Now, he grew up in Melton. This is Heartland Country Footy, Ballarat League. What is the latest on the ground, Mark? You're still a legend at Melton. Tell us how they're tracking.
Well, they've done well, Steve-O. They've changed it from my time in the Riddle District League, now in the Ballarat League. We're taking on probably the might of the Ballarat comp. I think Melton won the flag last year, but I think they had 21 out of 22 homegrown kids
who
turned up and won the final by under a goal. It was a terrific game. Rained all day at Ballarat, as you'd expect. So that comp, but it has fallen away. The participation in town, I guess, is like everything else. Cricket's worse, but I think if it wasn't for overseas people, I think the cricket would fall right apart. But the footy definitely fallen away with interest in the town, and it's a shame. It is a shame to see.
Right, that's the situation. We might touch base at the headquarters next week, Steve, and have a chat about this. Not a forum, not a juppy sort of forum situation.
No, there'll be someone at AFL House that's in charge of country football, AFL Country Victoria. So we need to, at times they're a bit insular, they don't talk a lot, they're protective. I think it's time they got on the front foot.
Nice work. Good stuff from you, Steve-O. We'll follow that story up because it is a big one. We're going to have a chat to Graham Hosey, the president of Corowa Rutherglen, shortly. Nice to have you with us. Jump on the line and have your say on the world of sport, particularly if you've got an insight into this country footy situation. We're going to catch up very shortly with the president of Corowa Rutherglen, Graham Hosey. We're going into recess this season of the Ovens and Murray Footy League. Bill's in Wangaratta to have a chat about this, I think. Hello, Bill.
Hi, how are you going up there? All right?
We're going all right, mate. How's your world?
Yeah, pretty good. A lot of golf.
Good for
you. 5 out of 10 days playing golf.
Oh, that's magnificent, Bill.
It's stressful, taking a winner.
Sounds real tough.
Now, you're talking about Corowa.
Yep.
I believe the RSL had to bail a golf club out and recently give some money to the bowling club as well. So maybe Corowa in general is struggling.
Well, that's interesting. All right, we'll throw that to Graham and try and find out what he knows about that. It's a good point, good information.
And with the golf club, I believe 9 holes are closed because of all the rain we've had.
Yeah.
I think that about 90 mil last Sunday, actually.
Oh, bloody hell, 90 mil last Sunday.
Yeah, which closed the other 9 that they were going to open.
All right. Well, we'll find out a bit more from Graham on that. Stay on the line. Stay listening, Bill, and we'll see what information we can get.
Do you want me to hang on the phone or just listen on the radio?
We're going to get you to hang on the line. The team at the back are going to pick it up and have a discussion with you. So thank you for your call this morning. You're in the running for the game of golf to a Devil Bend. If you're a great golfer, you'd love to get to Devil Bend. A bit far away from Wang, but trip to Melbourne. It's a nice thing to do, Stephen. Mark Stevens has joined us back in the studio.
It is 27 holes up at Corowa Half. We had a few golf trips there in the Herald Sundays.
Right.
A lot of motels. It's a real golf trip
real
type
junket
spot.
Action.
Yeah, you know, golf deals where you get your voucher for a meal at night and a couple of nights accommodation sharing, of course.
Yep.
So it's a good part of the world.
All right. Well, let's get to Graeme Hosier, Steve, and find out what's happening at Corowa Rutherglen Footy Club, who, as you told us before, was going into recess for 12 months in the Ovens and Murray Footy League. It's a very strong footy league. It's a very famous and strong footy club, but vulnerable at the moment. Graeme, appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
No worries, guys. No worries. Sounds like you're pumping up Corowa, which is a great area, great golf club, and they're under a bit of pump at the moment, and I feel for them. There's some great reds at Rutherglen if you want to come up and sample them.
Mm, yeah, my word. My word.
Morris's,
there is.
Morris Wines, is that there? Yeah, very good.
Yes, they are. And Morris Wines are great sponsors of the Ovens and Murray too, I think.
So just explain to us, Graeme, you mentioned that call we had from Bill in Wang talking about the whole region and some of the challenges it's facing. Is that due to the recent weather? Is it the rains and the floods and the impact that's had? Or is it just a deterioration, I suppose, of the economy and the community over time?
I don't think it's the economy of the community. We got flooded out here in November and we had nearly a metre and a half of water through our club rooms. You know, and that's devastating, and we thought we'd be able to sort of clean it up and get on with life and everything like that. We'd done back in 2016, we got flooded out again then and we just sort of moved on.
Yep.
But the building's owned by the local council, and they rang me in January and said, look, we've got some good news. Their insurance company's going to pay for it. And I thought, great, you know, this is fantastic. But then they've gone through and inspected the building and have deemed the building to be uninhabitable. It needs structural engineer to go through. It needs a forensic cleaning assessment. And they've basically said the building will be out of action for 12 months. So, yeah, that was a big blow for us.
Yep.
We had the from the Joss Group, Paul Joss, he went through, he did a report for us, and he came up with $221,000 worth of damage. So, you know, for a small little country town, that's a lot of money to get back up and find and repair the club rooms. So, yeah, that's where we're at with that. So
is that one of the major reasons why you're having to go into recess, or are there other factors at play?
No, there's other factors. Player losses is one of the big things. From last year, we've lost probably 32 to 33 players.
Wow.
We've had five players testing themselves out at higher level. You know, we've got young, we've gone to Collingwood, we've got Galen Bradford, I think he's trying out for, and then we've got a couple of guys that have gone over to Perth with Germa, and they're trying themselves out in the Waffle. And we've had guys go off to university, you know, which is, they move away from the area. We've had about 6-7 guys go off to uni, and we're not going to hold them back. We're not going to hold the others back trying out. You know, part of our thing is to get the kids a good education, test life out somewhere else. And we had 25 other players just retire, leave the district for different things, for lifestyle changes. You know, some have gone back to Queensland or gone up to Queensland. They like the sun, and, you know, down there it's pretty cold, I think, at the moment, so why wouldn't you want to go to Queensland?
Have you lost any players to the district clubs, the smaller leagues surrounding? And, you know, if you're seconds player, say, at Coral Rutherglen, you can pick up a couple of $100 in a district league in the ones.
Yep. We've lost three of the rival clubs. We've lost our central investment parent, and they want to go away and test themselves in a stronger club, maybe. We have lost a few to district clubs, but that happens every year. You know, the dollar sign gets put in front of them, and they say, "Well, you know, we've been at Corowa for 4 or 5 years. Let's go and try the district leagues." Like I said, a lifestyle change from there sometimes.
So when you go into recess, when I look at that, I tend to be worried. I think once you're in recess, it's very hard to reactivate yourself. Is there a concern that this is it?
Last night was at a meeting to explain to our members where that was what I just explained, the player losses and obviously the floods. calling it a recess. It's more of a reset to go back and reset in which way, in which direction, and where we go. Now, do we talk to rival clubs and merge, or do we try and go and stay in the Ovens and Murray? This is something we've got to look at, and we're just trying to get that across to our community. And it's a community thing, not only footy thing. You know, does the community want a Ovens and Murray club? Does the community want a football club in Corowa? We've got four clubs in this area. We've got Kareen, we've got Wigania and Rutherglen Corowa. There's sort of 80 jumper spots, and there's only about 40 players in the area. So that, you know, the AFL North East are aware of this, but they tend to sort of say, well, you guys sort it out.
So one of the factors that we're hearing through our SMS traffic this morning, yeah, Graeme, is the junior pathways are a problem. There's not enough kids playing and getting involved in footy and other distractions and other sports and all that sort of stuff. Are you seeing that in your region as well?
Well, I think in the lesser leagues, that's a problem. There's not the population in the farming bases that used to be.
Yeah.
You know, the Yarrawonga and Albury Wodonga are the town bases, and Yarrawonga's thriving. I think the junior leagues down in that area are strong. We're strong in our juniors. We've got a fantastic junior committee, and our under-16s, 14s and 12s are very strong. You know, they've just started training, and there's great numbers down there. So they're a different identity to the other, you know, Cora, Ovens and Murray. They're in the Albury Wodonga Junior League that plays on a Sunday. And it's really good footy, and it's quite strong, and that's what we're trying to push to keep that. Well, it's going to keep going. But that's a pathway into the Ovens and Murray as well.
Have you had a phone call from John Longmire? I mean, he's the godfather of that footy club. Is he on board? Is he trying to rally the troops?
I haven't, personally. His brother is Bo. Bo is with our football department, and he's an ex-president of our junior club. Bo's very passionate about the juniors, and I presume Bo has been talking to John, but no, John, I suppose, is very busy with the Swans. I'm sure his dad or Bo would be keeping him informed on what's happening.
I'm sure that's right, and we appreciate you keeping us informed of what's happening too. We might check in with you through the year as well, Graeme. It's a bit of a concern, but hopefully it's just, as you say, just a chance to reset, get everything under control, get the facilities up to scratch again, and then really start to build that famous footy club back up to the power we would love it to be. We appreciate your time this morning.
All right, thanks for that.
Good luck. Graeme Hosier, yeah, the president of Corowa Rutherglen.